you'd said, you know, you had this hotel you were staying in for $40 a night, and I pretty much considered I didn't want to stay in a hotel that costs $40 a night in Austin.
Well, that's a special rate for members of the legislature. Okay. It's an old hotel at Old Torf and 35.
See, and I remember when Old Torf at 35 was way out there south of town.
You're right. It used to be, yeah, but it's not very far from the capital, really.
Yeah. All right, so when are you people going to get your job done and go home? I guess you got to show up for work first before you can get the voting done, huh?
Well, today the select committee on the transportation issue is meeting, I think, at 10 a.m. They're going to have 3 or 4 options thrown out. We'll see what comes out of that committee. I think they're even going to talk about raising the gasoline tax and maybe indexing it. I don't know exactly what they're all the options are going to be. I know that we'll probably come right back with the same bill that will be presented that we worked on at the end of the last special session. And I suppose that we'll see if we can get enough votes. If we get all the people there, I think we can get the votes. But it's getting to where 23 didn't show up for the last vote. So I don't know how that's all going to work. I will be there, though.
Well, that's, you know, and that's good. It's clear that David Dewhurst took some hits because he could not control the situation on the Senate floor in the closing days when Wendy Davis took over the filibuster. I have to think at some level in the House that Joe Strauss needs to be able to answer the people of Texas the fact that he can't keep his members in Austin.
Well, yeah, that's a tough deal, I guess. People had planned vacations and all sorts of things, I suppose. I have been there all the time, and I plan on being there. That's what y'all elected me to do, is be there. And for the most part, I think people show up. You know, guys from Amarillo and El Paso have a difficult time. Hmm. It's in the valley. It's just getting there, and sometimes those meetings, floor meetings, may not last an hour. They say, "What do I want to go for that?" You know.
Sure.
And I can somewhat understand that, but I'm fortunate. We don't live very far away, and I'll be there.
Yeah, and that's fine, and I know it's not your job to have to defend those people from far away, but obviously, if they knew that there's a piece of legislation that they need to vote on, but I think it's a good thing that the people of Texas would have a chance to put this on some sort of a referendum ballot in November, but we've got to get 100 votes in favor of that to be on the ballot before the Texas people of Texas get the vote, and that's, you know, that problem sits squarely in the House.
That's true, and there's one alternative that will not require a constitutional amendment and would only require 76 votes. So I know that's going to be thrown out. It'll take projected revenue that has not been appropriated, and we'll give that to the TxDOT. But that's kind of a interim solution. We need to be looking for long-term solutions to fund TxDOT.
Well, I agree. Kicking the can down the road is not a good idea. John Rainey joining us from Austin. Can you give us a little background as to what that funding is that has not been earmarked that could possibly be a short fix?
There's about $1 billion that has the comptroller has estimated that would come in. And we did not appropriate that, so it's sitting there potentially to be used.
Well, that's a nice problem to have.
Yeah, it is.
Now, as the call stands right now, we know the transportation is on there, but other things could be added. And we've kind of bounced back and forth this term TRBs, which is tuition revenue bonds. If you could take a minute, kind of explain to the audience what these tuition revenue bonds are, because obviously with A&M here, it's an important feature.
Well, a tuition revenue bond is a method of financing infrastructure primarily, and whether it be dorms, libraries, laboratories, classroom facilities, whatever. And we've been using those for since 1971. We have not had any passed, I think, since it's either 2005 or 2007. I'm not certain, but that's neither here nor there. It's just we haven't passed any. Typically, the monies from tuition and other revenue sources are pledged as to make those payments. But also, generally, the legislature appropriates money to pay them back. So that is just the pledge. Typically, the legislature pays those. This last session, when we had during the regular session, we had tuition revenue bonds, and it got hung up in the last days of the legislature and failed. Couldn't come to an agreement between the two bodies. But that particular set of revenue bonds had a method in there that said, okay, we want the universities to pay the first year back on those debt retirement.
Okay.
So here at A&M, there's, I think it's about $64 million for that biocontainment research facility is what we have had in every tuition revenue bond that's been out this session. And it would be added on to the veterinary diagnostic lab. They feel like there's some economic advantages to doing that, and it kind of goes along with all the biotechnology stuff that's on the campus at A&M.
We talked to Senator Swertner yesterday. He also mentioned campus carry might be on the call. Have you heard that?
Well, I heard that, frankly, I would probably vote for it. Every time campus carry comes up, I keep thinking back to Virginia Tech and thinking, goodness, if there had been somebody who had a concealed carry license, maybe some of those kids wouldn't have been killed. I know there's arguments every way on that issue, but I really don't like to dirty up bills that way. I'd rather see bills that are specific in issues. And if we want a campus carry, I'd rather be a standalone bill and see how it flows rather than tying it to something that I'm not sure is germane anyway.
Sure.
That's a big question. I probably would vote for a campus carry bill.
Now, I don't know, just and finally, I mean, your thought as to when you might really have something that you'll be called to the floor to vote on again?
I think they're going to pass something out of committee this morning. And I'll be watching that on the internet at 10 o'clock. You can go on the Texas Legislature online and watch the video, streaming video of that hearing. And I'll be doing that to see what the alternatives are. I don't have any vote on that committee, so there's no reason for me to actually be there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're going to try to vote Monday, is what I'm hearing.
Well, fingers crossed we can move forward with that. John Rady joins us on Thursdays, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week, and maybe it'll be closer to an end. How's that?
Okay, Scott. Always happy to be with
you. All right.